do not pick the following college ID camps. How do you know which college ID camp to pick? Which ones that are good? Which ones are a scam? Are they all a scam? I'm a college soccer guy, and I'm going to help you play college soccer. Let's get into it. So in this recruiting process, people always ask me, are college ID camps a scam, and are they just a money grab? And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. Yes, they are a scam, and yes, they are a money grab. Yes, okay, you're being scammed. Now that you know you're being scammed, the question is, how do you find the ones that are less scammy, and how do you, quote unquote, scam them back, which is not the best way to put it, but meaning they want your money, but how do you make it worth the money? So that's my version of scamming them back, meaning they just want your money, but then all of a sudden you go there and now they want to recruit you and give you scholarship money. So then, quote unquote, they've been scammed back, which is not really accurate. But the point is this, 80 to 90% of college soccer teams all use college ID camps for the recruiting process. So you will have to go to college ID camps. I have this image of this woman who DM'd me on TikTok and she goes, all these ID camps are scams. How do I know if it's worth it or not to go? And then I had another father recently, who's a student of mine, go, he's been invited to this Oral Roberts camp and they've said that they're interested in him, but you know, it's gonna cost us $600 just to go to the camp, forget about travel and expenses. You know, is it worth it to go to that school? So my answer to it is the following. This is how I solve the problem. Before I solve that, actually, I just wanna tell you, it's not a perfect system. So you can complain about it all you want, but the headspace I want you to shift to is you're lucky you live in the United States. International students who want to play here and play college soccer have to fly from another country to go to a college ID camp. A rare few of them who are playing for the elite youth level academies, Manchester United, Chelsea's, etc., can come here without going for a tryout. But otherwise, they have to come to ID camp. So we're lucky we live in the United States where we can actually just go and drive there. So first of all, we're lucky. Second of all, yes, everybody wants to play professional soccer for Manchester United, Chelsea. So did, you know, I wanted that growing up as well. I did play pro soccer, but I wanted to play for Chelsea, Manchester United. You cannot go try out for Chelsea or Manchester United. Okay, that's not a thing. College soccer, you can go try out for a professional level team. UW's facilities or UCLA's facilities. Chelsea literally come to UCLA in the summertime to use their facilities. That's how amazing it is. And that's a college soccer team. Okay, so college soccer is phenomenal. And the fact that you could try out and actually maybe get seen is actually unbelievable. So hopefully now I've switched your headspace to screw ID camps to, okay, how do I use them in my favor? All right, so with our students, what we do is we focus on getting what are called genuine invitations. I will throw up a couple examples here of what genuine invitations can look like. So that way you can read them and you can go, hey, look, this is what a genuine invitation really is like. But as an example, one genuine invitation could say, I really liked your video. Could you send us your budget? I really liked your video. Could you send us your transcript? I really liked your video. We'd like to see more of you. Could you come to a college ID camp? How do you know how genuine they are? So here's the deal. Coach watches your video. They see you're an ESL MLS Next player or an E64 an NPL player or a DPL or NAL or whatever it might be, ECNL RL, and they go, I like the video. They're not going to make you an offer, okay? Especially off of seeing you one video without knowing about you. So guess what? They're going to want to see you in person. So then they might ask you for your showcase schedule, in which case you may say, I'm not going to any showcases. I'm not going to be at that showcase, that you're going to be at that showcase. In which case the coach will say, well, why don't you come to our ID camp? And that's because this is the only way college coaches can guarantee seeing you. Now, if you're like, which ones are the scams? And this is what I believe. And this is what my evidence has brought to me. The huge ID camps from Wake Forest to Maryland to UCLA, these are the ones that are not scams, okay? They're very honest with you. But these schools, these top 10 schools do not need college ID camps to recruit kids. I'm not saying they haven't had kids that go to their ID camps and they recruit them. But for the most part, if you look at 90% of their squad, they're playing for an elite level youth academy. And then they recruited them. And if you go to my TikTok, I have a video where I'm interviewing three UCLA students. I'll put the link of it below. And they all were playing for an MLS Next Academy, okay? And then their coaches connected them to the UCLA coach because they were balling out in their own teams who were maybe flirting with going pro but decided they wanted to get an education, so they went to UCLA. So do I think going to a UCLA camp is useful? Will you feel gypped if they don't recruit you? You might, but I would say, look, you should still go to a UCLA camp for the following reasons. One, it's an amazing atmosphere, and it'll be very competitive, and it'll get you used to what a college ID camp is like. Two, the coaches are amazing. On the women's side, they won the national championship, and on the boys' side, they're phenomenal. I happen to live right by UCLA. It's an unbelievable time to get noticed and advice from a very high-level college coach. But that's the headspace I would be going in with. I'm here for them to tell me what level can I play. And to pay a fee to learn what level you could maybe play is really worth it, because that will save you a lot of money. And that's, of course, if you give me a call, I will evaluate your video and your GPA and information and go, hey, these are the levels I think you can play. But how do we make it so you can play at a higher level or find the right school for you, etc.? But getting advice or feedback from a college coach, from the UCLA coach, okay, that's better than me. It is, for sure. They have the UCLA coach's reputation is amazing. So when I send my students to an ID camp, I don't send them to get recruited all the time. I send them so they can ask the coach, what division do you believe I can play? Then the coach says, I believe you're a D3 player as of now. Then you ask them, would you be a reference on my behalf? They say yes. Then you send their phone number and the message that they texted you or emailed you to other college coaches, and you get recruited. We did that with another student. They were getting recruited by UW, went to camp. UW coach John Clark, an amazing coach, was like, you're not the level. We said, could you be a reference? Use that reference, and now he's playing Division I soccer. So, and he got a huge scholarship. He got like $124,000, academic and athletic. So actually, in his case, it was mostly academic. In saying that, the point is that using them as a reference is super, super key. So please do go to those big ID camps. But if you really want to get recruited, if you're like, I want to go there and get recruited, you should aim for Division III ID camps freshman and sophomore year. Go to one major ID camp if you want. But then your junior year, I want you in your sophomore year. So sophomore, summer, going into your junior year. I don't really want you going to any ID camps unless you've gotten a genuine invitation. Now, here's the problem. Right now, I'm recording this in June of 2023. So the summer is now. My students have been working on getting genuine invitations leading up to the summer. So all of them have identified camps to go to where schools have already shown them genuine interest. That's perfect scenario. But some students are calling me right now to work with me going into the summer. And they're like, what ID camp should I go to? And because of the time frame, we don't have, the camp might be next week that we have to pick. Chances that the coach responds or has seen any video of us prior to that camp is pretty unlikely. So that means that student's gonna have to go there cold. Now, that's okay to go to a camp cold, meaning you're gonna go to the camp without genuine feedback at all. It's okay to do that, but it's a lot more difficult and much less likely to get recruited because coaches are already have in mind who they want to recruit at the ID camp. That's why they're sending out messages and going to showcases, because remember, 80-90% of kids are going to an ID camp at some point. So the coaches are going, I saw this kid at a showcase. I need to see him a little bit close up. So I'm going to watch him extra at the ID camp. I want you to be the student who's getting watched extra. Now, some students will stand out at the ID camp and the coach will say, what's that kid's name? And that's because that's an elite level soccer player. If you want to depend on your elite level ability, then go for that. But I know personally, in my own career, I was playing low level club soccer. I was playing JV soccer as a junior. I could not depend on just being the best one at camp by 10,000 miles. Now, I was really good, right? I went on to play Division I soccer and eventually pro. I was clearly a good soccer player. But the only reason they noticed me was because I had so much conversation beforehand. And I'm 5'6". I was 5'5" then, 5'4" then. The only way they were going to know me was because of my personality before the ID camp. So when people say, what ID camp should you pick? It's about the genuine invites you get before that you're going to lean on. Now, eventually what's going to happen, which is a good problem, you're going to have to decide between one ID camp or another because you're going to be on the same date. This is how you decide. One way to decide is you say, which is my favorite school? Go to that one, of course. The other way to decide is which coach showed more interest in me, and maybe they're tied. So you can send another email to the coach and say, coach, I've invited your camp and this other camp. Both of you have both complimented my video. Can I kindly ask you where I am in your recruiting process? Am I in the top 25? Am I in the top 100? Because I have to decide between these two camps. And the truth is, academically speaking, I love both your schools the same. As a coaching staff, I don't know you yet. I'm trying to get to know you. You know, it's important for me to know where I stand. And the coaches are pretty good. Those types of questions, they love responding to because that means you're well along in the process. Now, you have to be mindful. Let's say, like I have a student right now. They are debating. They just got a genuine email from Yale, which is a big deal. And the email says, we saw you at this showcase and this ID camp. We want to invite you to another ID camp, but only for our, you know, most interested players. So the parents are like, is this legit? Is this not legit? I don't really know. So of course they reached out to me because they work with me. And I said, look, this is very legit. This is only for students they're extra interested in. Otherwise they wouldn't have sent it. But it is another ID camp and you still may not get picked. That's the deal. But if you want the best chance of getting picked, you should go. So with them, they wanted to send them an email and say, should I go to this camp or should I not go to this camp, to the coaches. And I said, look, if the coaches don't respond to that message, which is likely, are you not going to go? And they're like, no, we're probably going to go. And then I'm like, don't email them because you're going to go regardless. So instead, just say thank you very much and go, because that's a really good opportunity for Yale. And the bottom line is, which I know it's expensive for you parents, is if you want to play college soccer at your dream school, the best chance you have is going to their ID camp. The biggest goal and financially the most reasonable thing to do is before the ID camp, so we're talking sophomore year, beginning of freshman year, junior year, early on in your junior year, get a relationship with that coach, because you are going to go to their ID camp. And when you go to their ID camp, you want to be in a position where it's that ID camp, then they make you an offer. No more ID camps. Or ID camp, maybe showcase, official visit in the fall, be done. But if you're just starting the process your junior year, it's not too late by any means, but your relationship with them is going to take a little bit longer for them to make a decision. So you might have to go to one or two or three ID camps, which is expensive and maybe something you don't want to do. Okay, I haven't even jumped into small versus big, and let's go through the companies real quick. Which ID camps of the companies should you or should you not go to? So I want to break this down a little bit further to go. We have something called company-led ID camps, for example, Future 500 or Exact. Those are led by companies. Then you have large ID camps led by schools. There's a school ID camp I recommend called the Harvard Clinic, which has all the top academic Division IIIs and Harvard. That's held by a school, but multiple schools are going. There's a lot of schools like that, to be honest, in this process, and a lot of ID camps in that world. There's another one called Elite Academics Camp. I can put that link stuff below. And that's specifically for schools with high academics. There's a PPA camp that's held by a school, but it does have a company name because one of the coaches runs it pretty much every year. And yes, these coaches do this to make money. Okay, coaches make between, if you're an assistant coach, you're making $30,000 to $40,000 a year. And if you talk to your parents or parents you're listening, you know that's not enough to support a family. So they all coach club soccer in addition to, which makes their schedules insane. Now they're coaching college, they're coaching club. It's just insane time-wise. Like it's crazy. Then head coaches at the D3 level make $30,000 to $40,000. And if you're a head coach at D1 level, maybe you make $60,000 to $80,000. But if you're, you know, at the UCLA's, then you maybe make $120,000 to somewhere in there, maybe $140,000. But you're not becoming a millionaire. Other sports, you can become a millionaire. So the point is this, they have ID camps. ID camps are so that way they can pay their coaches, so they can pay a volunteer assistant coach who's doing it for no money. So maybe they could even give some of their players money during an ID camp because they're working. So ID camps is to fund the college soccer team. So, and it's so that way they can get you guys more balls or gear. And the school helps, of course, but, you know, camps are there to make money. Now, should you pick an ID camp with the company, Exact, Future 500, or a big one where there's multiple schools? And there's one more option, which is schools that are just one school there, or maybe two or three schools, and it's just held by a school. So you've got companies, major, we'll call them companies, big ID camps hosted by schools, and individual ID camps where there's just one school and that school alone. So here's my order of rank. If you want 100% to be sure you get seen, get a genuine invite first. That's number one. Number two is pick the individual school's ID camp. There's going to be less kids. There's only one school there, and they're going to watch you. So that's like a guarantee. So let's say you're like, your favorite school is Claremont, which is a top Division III school in California. You want to get seen by their coaches, go to their ID camp. That's the best way to do it. So, and it gets filled up fast. You know, they limit those to 30, 40 kids. So you want to sign up quick. All right, that's that example. Then let's say you have Exact or Future 500. Here's my recommendation with those. If you're a freshman or a sophomore, I really like those camps for you. First of all, there's a lot of Division III schools there, and you can already start the recruiting process in a really meaningful way with those schools. So I love it for you guys. Also, if a coach says, hey, I really liked you, I want to monitor you, they've got 2 or 3 years to monitor you. So it was really worth it. On top of that, the Division I schools are also there, and you as a young kid don't know what school you want yet or what school you might go to. I had never heard of Valparaiso. I grew up in Malibu, California, like a very affluent place, and my parents worked their tails off so I could go to ID camps and whatnot, and I ended up in Valpo, Indiana. Okay, that's the middle of nowhere, and it was literally like one of the coldest places in the country at one point when I was there. It's got lake effect snow. It was freezing. The point is, I didn't know where I wanted to go to school, so, and I was willing to go to play college soccer anywhere in my case. So, similarly, you want to go to those big ID camps because there's a lot of schools there. Well, they introduce you to new schools. You can start a relationship with these coaches. It's awesome for freshmen and sophomore. On top of the fact, if you're an elite level player as a freshman or a sophomore and you get noticed, the Division I schools will start recruiting you, you know, not secretly per se, but they'll want, you'll still send them video. You'll have a relationship started. You'll know their face. You're going to go to another ID camp in the future. So that's great. If you're not quite the level for college soccer, you think, like say you're a lower level player, going to those camps is a great way to get exposure. Coaches will judge you, right? They'll be like, you're not ready for us. But at the same time, they're not going to say, we'll never recruit you. They're going to say, you're young. You're only 14 or 15. You have a couple more years to develop. Why don't you go work on these things? And right now, you're not going to play college soccer unless you go do XYZ. Better you learn as a freshman or a sophomore than as a junior. So then, if you're a junior, the only time I would recommend Future 500 or Exact is if you've got a genuine invitation from the schools that are going there before the ID camp. So if there's five schools there that you really, really like and you've messaged them all and none of them have gotten back to you, you know, you could still go. But most of the time when you go to these large ID camps, the coaches say to you, it was really good to see you. We didn't get to see enough of you. We'd like you to invite you to our own individual ID camp. And then you're like, you know, you want to give them the middle finger and be like, what the heck? Why did I come to this big one if you're just going to tell me to come to yours? But what if you get four or five genuine invites to an individual ID camp from a big ID camp? Then you might say, well, that was kind of worth it because I got a bunch of genuine invites. But then you're like, they're going to take my money and I can't go to all these. So frustrating. So that's why I want you to do the heavy lifting before. Now, if you do get four to five schools interested in you, and they're all at Exact, like we have one student who's interested in Carnegie Mellon and Claremont, and they're both going to be at Exact, and they both said we want to see him, and he can't go to their individual camps because the dates don't work. Perfect. Exact is great. Both schools are there. There's some other schools there that are bonuses. He knows those schools are going to watch him specifically. Totally worth it. Okay. The same thing applies for what we'll call the ID camps hosted by a school but with many schools attending. The same thing applies, except those are better ID camps. Traditionally speaking, those schools don't usually say, oh, we need to see you one more time at our individual ID camp. They've seen enough of you. Like, for example, Dartmouth hosts a camp, and usually like a Bowden and a Bates and a Colby and a Keene will show up as well. And if you do well at that ID camp, the smaller schools, Colby, Keene, those types of schools will be like, we really liked you. Like, we want to know more about you. Now, Dartmouth, though, which is the D1 school and probably the reason you went, they're going to need to see you in a showcase still. They're going to be like, it was great to see you up close in person. We can't make a decision on you until we see you in a more competitive environment. We're going to need to see you again. And that's just the deal with almost 98% of Division I schools. And ID camp alone is not going to get you recruited. And I know you don't like hearing that, but that is the reality. So now you've got your Exact Future 500, your camps hosted by a school, but with multiple schools attending. Those are my favorites for you to go to. There's one coming up called the Harvard Clinic. That one is just awesome. It will be almost every summer, depending on when you're watching this video. It's a really great one. And I can put the link below, but you know they change it every year, so it might be expired by the time you see the video. But the point is, that's a great camp. Then the last one are the individual camps. If you're like, this is my dream school, I want to go to this school, go to the camp, okay? Even if it's unrealistic. You want to play USASB, for example. USASB don't need ID camps to recruit kids. Now, they still do. I'm not saying they don't, but they don't need it. They're not desperate for it. Division III schools need ID camps. They don't have ID camps. They don't recruit kids. They have to use ID camps. So they are really going to recruit kids. Same with Division II schools as well. They need ID camps. So because they cannot go to all the events that some Division I schools can go to. So Division I schools, though, they can go to showcase. They can have you come to five ID camps. There's 50 kids that all want to play at their school that are all very good. So they can kind of pick the cream of the crop, which is what your goal is, of course, which helps you so much if you get started earlier. It's just, I can't tell you enough. And of course, you have to be a good soccer player. Now, what about the notion of if you're good, you're going to get noticed? And I really hope you're watching to the end of this video, because sometimes parents get on the call with me and they go, well, if my kid was really good enough, you know, the schools would come and speak to them. That is not how the recruiting process works. And frankly, if that's you as a parent, don't call me, because that is, if that's the attitude, then it's going to be a very difficult college recruiting process for you, because just being good enough is just a tiny part of it. GPA, your budget, timing, right position. You need to get into their face. It's the exact same as a job interview. Okay, so you're a really, really good engineer. There's a million good engineers. You have to get an internship so that way you know the boss. So then the boss likes you. So then the boss hires you instead of somebody else. It's the same thing. There was a coach's interview the other day that I watched where this coach, a top Division I school, asked the student on the Zoom call when they were one-on-one and said, who would you like to have at your, if you could have anyone to dinner, who would you have? And the girl says, I like my math teacher. And the coach was like, I love their honesty. So I recruited that person instead of somebody else. Was it soccer at that point? No, it was human. So you have to really like get yourself in front of them. Okay. Now in your individual ID camp that you've got there, that you're going to be going to, make sure you email them before the ID camp. Okay, that would be much better. You have a much better chance. But the bottom line is, if it's your favorite school, go. Because you never know, soccer's subjective. Plus, you'll get a lot of good feedback. Remember, you're going to ask them what level you can play after the camp. You'll follow up with another email, with the follow-up email, etc. If you go to that ID camp, that's an individual one, and you don't hear back, don't get too upset. You're not going to hear back usually the day of. It'll maybe take a week, and you're going to have to follow up with an email to get more information out of them. Now, if they ask you, this is true for all the ID camps, if they ask you any questions at the ID camp, what's your name? What year are you playing? What's your GPA? It means they like you, okay? So it's a big deal when college coaches ask you questions. It means they want to know more about you. It's no different than me. If I'm scouting a kid at a random field and the kid is good, I'm not going to say I like you. I'm going to go ask him questions, because I'm interested in if he's a or she is a good candidate to play college soccer and if I can help them do that. So same with you guys, just so you know, if the coaches ask you questions, it's a good thing. Now, a couple tips while you're at the ID camp. Please memorize the names of the players on your team, because that will help you play better. You'll get the ball more often. Please save your energy for the 7v7 and the 11. So in the warm-up and in the passing drill, you know, don't use 100% of your energy. Use like 80%. Be good, of course. Be efficient, but that's not where you're going to get recruited. They might do a relay race of some kind. Yes, it matters. And if you're super fast, good for you. Go win the race. But unless you go play good in the game, it doesn't matter. Finally, stay after at the ID camp. Like, wait, help them with the gear. Try and say something after them. And remember, the number one question to ask is, what division do you believe I can play? That's really the key right there. You can ask that question, you'll be way better off than otherwise. Last piece I want to just add, when you're doing the passing drill, if you can ping the ball in really aggressively, like probably too aggressively, it's a really good thing. Coaches love to see that, because they're like, well, that kid is a baller. Technically, that kid is very good. And if you're not technical enough, I actually have a YouTube playlist where you can go work on your technical ability. There's a million of those. My job here is to help you with the recruiting process specifically. This is College ID Camps. You might have more questions. You might say this was overwhelming. You might still not know which ID camps you should be going to. Of course, I hope I answered those questions here. Please schedule a call with me. It's the best way I can help you guys. And schedule a call with us. And I'll talk to you soon. Descriptions below. Love you all. Bye.